Hi, this is Beverly Allen with Doing Dating Right. Many Christians may not appreciate how the word covenant should define their marriage. Even more so, singles should have this concept in mind when seeking and dating a potential mate. I wrote Covenant Dating for the Unmarried to help them do dating right. To begin with, it is necessary to understand the biblical principles of covenant relationships. As you will see, that includes celibacy, the next best gift. The first best gift you can give to a covenant partner is your virginity, which says, "You are the first and only one, and I have reserved myself for you." But today, many Christians sadly enter the marriage covenant as non-virgins. It is heartbreaking to learn the value of being a virgin after the fact, when it has been given to someone who never committed to being a covenant partner. I know that only too well. While this is a sad state, it is even sadder to believe that because you are no longer a virgin and will never be able to give this gift to your future mate, you should have ongoing sexual relations with others, trying to see if you have strong enough feelings to consider marrying them. Your sexuality is still extremely important and valuable before the Lord. This brings us to the topic of celibacy for a season in your life, which will enable you to give the next best gift to the one you choose to enter into a glorious covenant relationship with. Spiritual virginity is just as important when physical virginity is no longer an option. This means that abstinence is practiced throughout your time of dating and courting to ascertain who will be the right choice for priest, prayer partner, husband, father, and friend, or helpmeet, prayer partner, wife, mother, and caregiver. I want to take a moment here to address the issue of regret over losing your virginity to anyone other than a covenant partner. There are those who had no say in its loss, such as victims of rape and molestation, but others gave away this one-time gift willingly in ignorance of the biblical order. It is not too late to gain back spiritually what you lost physically. If you did not know better and just wanted to experiment with your sexuality, you can repent and ask the Lord's forgiveness. He is quick to forgive and cleanse. While this will not reproduce a new hymen in a female to be broken, it will produce a new mindset, for God's cleansing is so good, it is as though the event never happened. Your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will restore you back into the confidence that you are His and He is yours. Therefore, there is no need to hold on to the guilt of the past. He is faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Temptations will come, but you must resist the temptation by becoming celibate, which will allow your flesh to cool off. When we understand that celibacy is relational, we also understand that the celibate season is a time to cultivate patience, especially in our sexuality. Patience will grow trust and believing that God will allow even our sexual lives to unfold in His time and in His way. This is Beverly Allen for Doing Dating Right.
Beverly believes that dating for Christian disciples is not meant to be casual. It must focus on achieving a covenant relationship, which will lead along a pathway to a biblical marriage, which is to be a covenant between a man, a woman, and God. Beverly's book, Covenant Dating, is a lifestyle blueprint to guard your heart and your body as you pursue the biblical pathway to marriage. It can help you learn God's plan for a covenant relationship toward becoming a covenant partner in a covenant marriage. Covenant Dating by Beverly Allen is available for your donation of $14 or more. Request your copy when you make your gift online at mygenradio.fm. That's Beverly Allen's Covenant Dating at mygenradio.fm.